other part that I'm really excited about, I really get excited about, you know, doing these during the interviews, is hearing those behind the scenes things that people know about that make them more effective and efficient. I have a lot of conversations and intro calls and connection calls with people, and often just organically, you know, I think people don't realize all the knowledge that they have. So my goal was really to find all that knowledge and information as much as possible and be able to put it on a site or in a platform so that people can kind of learn from it. And that's part of where the CEO hack idea kind of came from. During the podcast, I always
You're
ask.
an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship. And you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO podcast, CVNation.co, Blue 16 Media, CEO Chat podcast, and so many other things we're doing for awesome entrepreneurs and business owners like yourself. And this is chat number 104. It has been a while since I've done a CEO Chat podcast, and I've been solely focused on doing the I Am CEO podcast, getting that up and going to be a daily podcast, an efficient daily podcast, might I say so myself, and our entire team from Mercy to Mahad, and all of us being able to edit the podcast, put it into production, and of course the guests that have been able to do awesome podcasts. And you know, as my dog sits under me, I really wanted to do a special podcast interview, largely because we are going to focus next year on two additional specific verticals. We focus a lot on healthy CEOs. We focus on pod CEOs. But going into 2020, we're actually going to be laser focused on DMV CEOs. If you don't know what DMV stands for, it's not Department of Motor Vehicles at all. It's about DC, Maryland, and Virginia. It's all about this area that I live in and that I am from for the most part. And also there's a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners doing phenomenal things that I feel like don't get a lot of opportunity to really talk about what it is that they do. So you're going to see a lot more content on that site going into 2020 and in 2020 in the new decade, which is harder, even harder to believe that we're already there. But one of the things that I wanted to do, just kind of kick everything off and give you a little bit teaser of some of the I Am CEO podcasts that we're going to have coming up, is getting the opportunity to interview a longtime friend of mine who was actually around when I started my business, my digital marketing business, about 7 years ago. And her name's Elaine Brayman. She has a bridal shop called La Bella Bridal Boutique located in Occoquan, Virginia. And we had the opportunity to really sit down and just kind of talk about her business, where exactly, you know, she wants to take La Bella Bridal, some of the things she's been able to accomplish, some of the advice, especially related to networking, since that's how we connected, that other entrepreneurs and business owners can definitely learn from as well. So before I jump in and you actually hear that interview of myself and Ella Lane, also know that a snippet of it is going to be available on CB Nation TV, so you'll be able to see a lot of, you know, some of the awesome things that she's doing. Of course, you know, check out the show notes. You'll be able to see a lot of the images and pictures of some of the extraordinary things that she's been able to do. But I think one of the biggest things and one of my biggest takeaways from the interview is that a lot of times as entrepreneurs and business owners, you know, we have to pay attention to the financials. We have to make sure that we're making enough, you know, revenue. We have to make sure that we're making sales and we're going to enough networking events and we're filling our funnel and we're doing our taxes and doing all those things. But I think a lot of times, and one of the things that has been most impactful for me in doing these interviews, is really getting the opportunity to hear the stories of the entrepreneurs and business owners, why it is that they do what they do. But on an even deeper level, these entrepreneurs and business owners and small business owners and CEOs that are basically putting themselves into their business so that they can see even more stories that happen. And what I mean by that is Ella Lane has, you know, an incredible opportunity to really work with people on a very special time in their life when they're getting married or even when they're going to special events. So I think a lot of times you can forget, you know, that when we go in the day to day of running a business myself and, you know, helping a business owner create a website and helping them with their digital marketing. Sometimes you can forget that when you go through the day to day of running your business. But I think a lot of times when somebody's really passionate about what it is that they do, or in her case, they're really getting married to the absolute love of their life, the person that they've dreamed of for years. That's a very, very sacred and very special time, and getting the opportunity to kind of hear from her some of the stories that she has, but also some of the advice and the way she's been able to build the business for over 10 years is really, really remarkable. But with that being said, again, before I actually jump into the interview and before you get the opportunity to hear from Elaine and myself speaking actually in her shop in Occoquan, there's some things that you definitely want to make sure to check out. One of the books just, you know, you want to keep in mind is it's over on our CEO bookshelf, and it's called It's the Manager. It's a Gallup poll that talks about the future of work. It's talking about how important it is in as far as leadership for the future of businesses and organizations, and how a lot of times we get caught into blaming the employees or the workforce or the teammates, but a lot of times the buck really needs to stop with us. And you hear it a lot through the I Am CEO podcast, where a lot of the people will define being a CEO as having incredible responsibility. A lot of people have even, you know, created a metaphor where they talked about it similar to having kids, where they're supposed to lead the team as if they were their kids, and understanding that you're going to do whatever you can do to make sure that their dreams become a reality. And it's an incredible responsibility. And I think this book is very, very in depth, in that it's made by Gallup, so you know there's loads of information there, but it really talks about like how a lot of people in the workforce really want that kind of coaching environment. It's not just do as I say, or follow, you know, my directions, or you know, just you're the person that's on top of the mountain and you're pointing to do X, Y, and Z. A lot of it's creating a very specific environment so that you can be successful, and instead so that the people that are on your team as well can be as successful or even more successful, because when that happens, then it just kind of trickles down into everything that we're doing. So make sure to check out that book. Check it out in the show notes, the CEO bookshelf feature that we had for that. And then the big thing that you want to try to keep in mind that should be coming down the pipeline, if you're depending on when you're listening to this, we may have already announced it, but look for us to really focus the I Am CEO podcast on people that are focused in the DC, Maryland, and Virginia area, and other vertical that we're going to focus on is people that are working with entrepreneurs and business owners working in that B2B environment. And you should really see or hear some really valuable content, especially in that second half of the interview, because it's all structured in alignment with our mission. And our second part of the mission is understanding those resources, those things that we need to know to be effective and efficient. And you'll hear those, because you're going to actually hear that specifically for somebody who works with business owners. So we're going to be able to really drill down and hear exactly what from their expertise they can give as a piece of advice for a business owner. So definitely look forward to 2020. It's a new century again. I said it again, it's super hard to believe, even harder every time I say it, but we're very, very close, you know, to the end of 2019 and going into 2020. And with that being said, you'll see that information, you'll see those notes. Again, be sure to check out this interview in many of its different forms, and understand that we're really looking to create content in so many different ways, and especially if you're located in the DC, Maryland, and Virginia area. Not only the DC, Maryland, and Virginia area, but especially if you're focused here, look for us to create a tremendous amount of content, including, you know, very specific information on our event calendar, directory listings, some information and data from our supporters as well too. So really look for those entrepreneurs and business owners that are in the DC, Maryland, and Virginia area to really create a tremendous amount of content. And with that being said, one of the big things that I would recommend to everybody, implore you to do, is definitely know your worth. I think it's something that we all kind of struggle with as business owners. And when I say know your worth, it's not just as far as pricing and understanding what to charge your clients and customers. It's also understanding how you value your time and what you're going to do for certain people that are in alignment with how you value yourself. I think so many times as entrepreneurs and business owners, we don't always value our worth, and we all don't always know our worth and showcase our worth in some of the things that we do. But it's important that you make sure you know that. And with that being said, make sure that you enjoy this interview, subscribe to the podcast, comment, share it out, do all those awesome things that help, you know, get this name out there, get, you know, La Bella Bridal Boutique out there, get the DMV CEO site out there, and all the awesome things that are going on in this area. So with that being said, the small thing you can do is always share out and let people know about all the awesome entrepreneurs, business owners, CEOs that we have here today. So make sure, again, you give us 5 stars. If you really enjoy this interview, it helps us out so much. Now, I had the incredible opportunity to come to Occoquan, Virginia, and there's loads of really great businesses for entrepreneurs and business owners. You can even hear during the interview, I talked a lot about when I started, you know, doing a lot of this featuring of entrepreneurs and business owners. I had a entrepreneur spotlight column, and I got to basically interview business owners that were in Lake Ridge, Occoquan, Virginia. Hear their backgrounds, their stories, what it is that start their business. So as you know, I get the opportunity to come back there. I've been here, you know, been back in Occoquan many a times, but every time I come back there, it just reminds me of those strip of businesses. It just reminds me of me kind of planting the seeds before CEO Blog Nation was anything, before Herepreneur was here, before DMV CEO, before all these different sites that we've had, that we've created were happening. I really had the opportunity to sit down with, you know, a business owner and ask them why they start their business, advice they would give to other business owners, what it is that they do, what got them started, where do they see, you know, trends going in their industry, just so many different awesome things. So specifically today, you know, I spoke with Elaine Brayman and wanted to just introduce you to her so that you can hear a little bit more about her and what makes her so awesome and phenomenal entrepreneur and business owner, but also a leader in the Northern Virginia area, in the DMV CEO area. So with that being said, Elaine is a woman with strong love for fashion and 23 years of experience in the fashion industry. She has managed a series of bridal and formal wear shops throughout Northern Virginia and learned much of her craft early in her career working for famed designer Vera Wang, Davil's Bridals, Demetrius, and many more. Elaine was greatly influenced by her mother, who taught her, when you look good, you feel good. Her expertise in the fashion industry, coupled with her desire to create a unique and personalized shopping experience for brides, led to the opening of La Bella Bridal Boutique. Now, La Bella Bridal Boutique has a large selection of unique gowns and dresses for almost every occasion. The supportive staff at La Bella Bridal Boutique is always ready to greet you with a friendly smile and an air of professionalism. Elaine and her staff truly enjoy working with her clients and care about each and every customer. The shop provides the perfect backdrop to experience the latest chic culture, and it is a business you can depend on from the first fitting until you walk down the aisle. So make sure you make La Bella your first stop in finding your perfect gown and what a perfect gown. And what I would definitely say is the very first time that I came into her shop, it doesn't do justice just to hear about all the awesome things that are there, or to see the pictures. When you really go there, there's a certain, you know, feeling that you have when you walk into, you know, the doors of La Bella Bridal Boutique. It's just kind of like you have that family feeling, and I think it's really phenomenal. So make sure you go in, you check out the shop. If you know you have anything as far as getting married, obviously, but also if there's anything for men, for women, as far as like certain events or things that are coming up, you want to make sure that, you know, you check out, you know, the things that they have at their boutique. And I think some things that you may not know about La Bella Bridal Boutique is that it does have the option to do alterations as well too. They have an alterations team that really takes into account a lot of the things that people need sometimes with a very quick turnaround they're able to do there. But there's just so much there, and you know, Elaine is an awesome entrepreneurial a woman, and I really had the great honor of sitting down and talking with her. So with that being said, enjoy this interview. This and I want to just
CEO
introduce
podcast,
you to
CEO
Olin,
Chat,
right?
CV Nation, CEO Blog Nation, just about anything that you can think of with a CEO in front of it. And this is going to be chat number 105. So I want to wish you a very, very happy new year. Even though I'm recording this a lot later than I wanted to record it, I just wanted to wish you a happy new year. I feel like you can still say happy new year as long as you're still writing the previous year's year on everything that you write. So if you're still writing 2019, you know exactly what I mean. But with that being said, I actually had a really, I won't say really rocky start to the new decade slash year. But I had a really bad cold or flu, and pretty much spent the two weeks between Christmas and New Year's in a forced kind of rest state where I did get some work done, did get to do some things, but I just simply didn't have the energy to do as much as I would have hoped. And this week I'm just starting to kind of get back into the swing of things as I figured it would happen. So rather than trying to fight the rest that sometimes we are hit with, sometimes it's just a time for us and the body telling us that we need to slow down, to recharge, and to take the rest when we can. Obviously, you never want to have any injuries, obviously, but any, you know, illnesses or anything to kind of knock us out. But if it was to happen, if I could pick a time to happen, because, you know, Christmas was on Wednesday and New Year's was on Wednesday as well, too, that was probably the perfect time for it to happen so that I can still kind of recharge, rest as I was supposed to do, but I was forced to do largely because I had a cold. So I hope everybody's, you know, New Year is off on the right foot and things are going well just to get everything started. And with that being said, this is, again, a little bit of a experimental format. The CEO Chat podcast is kind of taking on its own kind of experimental format just because I've wanted to do this, but I wanted to focus a lot more on the I Am CEO podcast. So with that being said, it brings me to the first thing that I really wanted to talk about, and you're going to see as a blog post on my CEO Blog Nation podcast. That's progression.CEOBlogNation.com, funky spelling progression, progression.com. And you're going to find that where I'm going to basically talk about how it was to create a daily podcast and actually execute on a daily podcast. Definitely one of the hardest things that I've ever done, largely not because it was hard to get on the mic and to do and interview people, but just the moving parts, the amount of moving parts, the amount of things that go wrong, the amount of times that we were close to not actually having content going out every day was very, very close. So I just want to give a big thanks to Mercy for organizing the content. We're definitely a small team. And also to Mahad for stepping in. He wasn't the original editor, but he stepped in big. You know, we're always looking for quality talent, and the ability for him to step in when the previous editor didn't necessarily work out as best as we would have hoped was pivotal and extremely important for us to be able to have and create 365 podcasts last year, which is insane to even think about. But the amount of moving parts, the amount of cancellations for podcasts, rescheduling, there's just so much involved in, you know, creating a daily podcast. So what I wanted to do was just kind of do a decompress or just let everything fly about doing a daily podcast, what's involved, what people may not know about, because it's definitely a massive undertaking. I think that I always, you know, like challenges, and they always sound good, you know, probably about the first month or two. And then in March, April, May, the dog days, especially of the summer too, where you're really scrambling to get podcast interviews done. It's really a really hard undertaking, even having a podcast, but definitely having a daily podcast where you're having to not, you know, there's pros and cons of just having a solo podcast where you can just talk about, you know, whatever first, and then you have to continue to have original content versus having interviews and having those moving parts, making sure the person on the other side is prepared. They checked everything that they checked. So again, I'm just going to go into depth about what that podcast process looked like, what having a daily podcast consisted of, having even thought about things that I wanted to add into the existing podcast that I wasn't actually able to execute on, just because it's such a massive undertaking in doing a podcast and executing it in the quote unquote right way. There's a lot of different ways you can do that, a lot of different things that can happen. But there really is no limit to what you can do with your podcast as it is with a business, where you can market it every single day, every single second, every single hour. But you have to make sure that you're doing that in kind of a great way, consistent way. And especially with a daily podcast, you want to make sure that you have a process in place. So again, I'm going to go into, probably by the time this goes live, you'll see that there will be a blog post on progression.coblognation.com that is going to talk a lot about what went into creating the daily podcast. If you haven't already checked out, I have a post as well too, about how to create a podcast that I created right in the beginning when I was coming up with the idea for the I Am CEO podcast, the daily podcast, to complement this CEO chat podcast. So definitely be sure to check that out. And if you have any thoughts, if you thought about, you know, creating a daily podcast, please, you know, let me know. Would love to hear more about that, to hear a lot of the best practices. And I will say this as an additional sidebar. One of the things that I hope that everybody understands is that whenever you create something that's quote unquote new under the sun, it's probably not new under the sun. So you can actually leverage a lot of podcasts, a lot of people that are doing really awesome things already to try to create a successful podcast. So I'm probably also gonna, you know, reference a lot of the resources that I look to, a lot of the people that I kind of leaned on without them even knowing, probably, to create this daily podcast. I mean, there's just a tremendous kind of network of people that are doing awesome things that you can kind of, you know, pull on and to lean on and to look into on how to be successful at your podcast. So I was actually at a panel where I was talking, and one of the last things I remember saying was that one of the people in the audience was mentioning that, and I think it was Lisa Shapiro actually, was talking about, you know, creating a podcast and how it's really hard to do all of the things that are involved in having a podcast. And I think my response is the best thing you can probably do is actually steal from people that are really, really successful. And of course, I'm not using steal as in, you know, get like a ski mask and run and steal their podcast ideas. But a lot of times people are really super successful at certain things. And what they'll do is they'll pretty much give you their playbook, give you their step-by-step process on how they are able to be successful. So I mentioned to just steal those ideas. Figure out how they're so efficient at what it is that they do, because they'll probably tell you and probably give you the whole playbook, and then just tweak it and make it your own. Make sure that it's aligned with your vision and what you're trying to execute. I think that's one of the big kind of mistakes that people make, is that you sometimes get into the rabbit hole of following what somebody else is doing when their mission and vision and goals might be completely different. So the idea is that you take and I won't say manipulate, but you mold it based off of what your goals, aspirations, dreams, so on and so forth might be for your podcast, or just anything in general that you're doing for your business. So the idea is that you want to take some of the great information and insight that you can, but at the same time, you want to make sure that you are staying true to your mission and vision that you have for your overall you know, focus, you know, for your podcast. And one of the big things that I did was I found this post from Sweetfish Media, and he has a daily podcast. He basically broke down his exact process on how he creates the content, how he does what Gary V does to create waterfall content. So it was a really powerful post, and I think I read through that, and I think, you know, a lot of times people read through things and they get intimidated. I read through it and I was like, this is really awesome. So I started to kind of get into the lab, and I created my mission and my vision. And I looked at his kind of playbook and I said, okay, how do I merge these things together so that I can hit the goal that I want to create? And that's when a lot of these things came into play. So I'm going to, you know, again, delve in deep about that, about the daily podcast, how I was able to execute it, the great things about being able to do that, the horrible things and the frustrating things about doing the podcast as well, too, the daily podcast as well. So just in case you're thinking about doing a daily podcast, I'll give you some insight into that. But one of the big things that you're going to see from us in 2020 and beyond is a real big focus on basically two different things. You're going to see a tremendous push of our CEO Hack site, and it's located at ceohack.co, or it's also CEO Hacks with an S at the end.co. They both forward to the same place, but it actually lives on ceohack.co at the time of this recording. It might switch over, but either way, it'll be able to forward directly there. But with that being said, I think it's one of the biggest opportunities for us as an organization is really to provide those resources that people are looking for. It's the second part of our mission, as I got clarity on how exactly to talk about our mission, which is to increase the business success rate in a two-part way, to provide a platform for entrepreneurs and business owners and CEOs to talk about what it is that they do, tell their stories, hear about their products and services. The other part that I'm really excited about, I really get excited about, you know, doing these during the interviews, is hearing those behind the scenes things that people know about that make them more effective and efficient. I have a lot of conversations and intro calls and connection calls with people, and often just organically, you know, I think people don't realize all the knowledge that they have. So my goal was really to find all that knowledge and information as much as possible and be able to put it on a site or in a platform so that people can kind of learn from it. And that's part of where the CEO Hack idea kind of came from. During the podcast, I always ask if there's an app, a book, or a habit, or something that makes you more effective and efficient. I've heard everything from, you know, the importance of morning routines to how I had a gentleman who talked about creating a super smoothie on the show, to this organization that you should be a part of, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, I believe, came up often, you know, during some of my intro calls, and I thought, hey, these are really valuable resources. So how do I compile and create a place where people can go and find out about all these resources? And that's where this CEO Hack site kind of came from, is that while we're getting the information about all these resources during the podcast, while I'm compiling them and leveraging and even compiling things that I use personally, you know, on a day-to-day basis that make me more effective and efficient, I want to be able to just have a place where people can just kind of, you know, find the information. But even from what I'm going to talk about with CB Nation Plus, is also find out how or different ways in which you can leverage these resources as well too. And that's really the exciting kind of hack within the hack, is that not only will you be able to go to the site and be able to, and the site's already live if you're listening to this, you'll be able to see exactly how you can leverage certain resources to be more effective and efficient. Some of the best practices and things that I'm going to create are going to be around how I leverage tools like Acuity and Basecamp. And really, I'll tell you the biggest hack that I've been able to do is leverage this technology in order to have and create the daily podcast. It was very technology based. And if you really, you know, follow the emails, if you've gotten the emails and look around, we are a super small team for CB Nation, and all the content and information that we put out. Mercy does a phenomenal job. Maha does a phenomenal job. We have, you know, obviously the team at Blue 16 Media that helps out with some of the web work and, you know, any updates and things like that. And of course, when things break, because things always break when it comes to technology. But with that being said, we leverage hacks tremendously. We leverage technology, I'm not going to say better than anybody else, but pretty damn good, just because I want to keep the team as lean as possible so that we can reinvest in the business. We can reinvest in the people that are on the team as much as possible without getting caught up in I'm going to say a developer term, kind of bloatware. But the idea is that we don't want to be a team that's not agile, it doesn't have the ability to pivot and make those changes. So that's one of the things you're really going to see with CEO Hack CEOhack.co is that there's going to be a lot of resources that are available. Some of them you're going to hear about, some of them we use on a team. Some are going to be free, some are going to be books, some are going to be just habits and things that you may not know about. But it's really going to be a lot of, you know, information from there. And as I kind of touched on as well, CB Nation Plus, that's also going to be a really big thing that we're pushing into this new year. And you're able to sign up for a 7-day free trial. So pretty easy sign up. It's a great way also to kind of hopefully support everything that we're doing. But I had thought for a while about creating a separate site that was going to be only premium content, only the best of the best information. And rather than create an entirely different site, I wanted to embed it within everything we were creating, because I really feel like we want to give back, but at the same time, we want to make sure that we're a profitable organization and a company, and we're a growing organization and company. And I think in order to do that, you have to have kind of like that frame. You don't have to, let me take a step back, but I think it's from a journalistic and media standpoint, you provide a lot of value and support towards the community that you're trying to target if you are able to provide free information. So with the podcast, with the daily podcast, the daily blog posts, all the content that we're putting out, I want to continue to kind of maintain that free opportunity and that platform for entrepreneurs and business owners to tell their story, to show their expertise, to speak from their zone of genius. But I also want to make sure that we are building a business, and we do have the best of the best content, or I should say, have that content organized in such a way that it is of value for people to sign up for CB Nation Plus. So again, right in line with the mission and vision of what we're hoping to do, the goal is really to take that overall mission, which is to increase the business success rate, and attack it from hearing, you know, from entrepreneurs and business owners, but really probably skewing more towards hearing the second part of the mission is getting that support, getting those resources, hearing that information that can make you more effective and efficient. What are the behind the scenes things that will make you a more effective entrepreneur and business owner? And as I touched on with the CEO Hack site, what you're going to start to see is that within the different sites, they're going to be there's going to be premium content that's going to be available to you as a member of CB Nation Plus that you wouldn't have access to otherwise. And that information, and one of the reasons I like the idea of actually integrating it, is because you can take, you can hear about a resource or a hack that you can use in your business, but I'm hoping that the next level over that would be, how do you leverage that hack? How do you put it into the business? How have successful people put it into their business in order to accelerate their business or to 10x their business, whatever, you know, the term might be. But the bottom line is not just hearing about the resource or the hack, but hearing how you can leverage the hack and seeing that and being a value for people and members of CB Nation Plus. And I think the next probably really big thing that we're starting to push is that if you have been featured on one of our roundup posts, you probably have used a PR tool, and this is a hack just in case you haven't heard about it, called Hero, or Help a Reporter Out. Help a Reporter Out gives you an opportunity to be featured on media sites. I've been featured on numerous sites largely because I replied to Hero. I've been featured on sites I don't even know of largely because I just responded through Hero. And what it allowed, first of all, as I am a digital marketing person and I have a web design and SEO company, if you don't know, called Blue 16 Media, it's huge for SEO because you'll get quality backlinks going back to your site from quality sites. Because Hero, not all of them, I don't know if SourceBottle does have a kind of barrier for entry. Hero definitely does. So the sites that are featured on there, their Alexa ranking is pretty high, and obviously we're blessed to be able to be a member of and be able to post on Hero. But one of the big benefits of it is that if you have a backlink, if you're featured from that site going back to your site, it increases your overall presence online. It's really great for SEO, the SEO juice, as they call it. But with that being said, you're going to have the opportunity to be featured in Roundup posts without having to go through Harrow. If you know through Harrow, you pretty much have to look every single week or every single day, really, multiple times a day, actually, and respond to posts. What we're trying to do is create kind of like a Q&A, a Quora type of site that is slash mastermind, also opportunity for people to increase their visibility by having the opportunity to be featured on the site in numerous ways. So definitely look for us to kind of cultivate that, refine that. And as always, we're always looking for information and feedback and data on how we can best serve the community more than anything else. But with that being said, not many things have changed. Last year, I had the real big goal of putting my oxygen mask on. This year, my theme is actually letting it rip. But in alignment with that, a lot of what I try to do is not to do anything new, is try to get better at the things that I'm doing. And that is the same thing that I'm walking into this new year with. Of course, I'm going to have different experiments and things that I work on because it's my nature. It energizes me to work on different tasks. But I think the core of what I do hasn't changed in the last year. It will not change, Lord willing, into this year. So expect a lot more of the same. Expect a lot more, hopefully, quality content, us focusing and doubling down on the CEO hacks and the CB Nation Plus. Also, one thing that you're going to find as well, too, is you're going to see our 2-minute drill comeback with a Blue 16 Media focus. Expect one, probably by the time this recording, about SSLs and the importance of SSLs. There's still a tremendous amount of sites that I go to. When I go to sites, I'm a website geek. So when I go to sites and I see that there's no SSL or it's not fully secure, sometimes there is an SSL and it's not fully secure, be sure to check out the 2-minute drill. It's going to touch a lot on that and things that you should do and prepare for, or should pay attention to know if you have your SSL in place correctly. And that 2-minute drill will focus on that. But look for a lot of 2-minute drills that are going to help you to be a better entrepreneur and business owner. Probably, I would say, skew more towards a better a digital marketer, whether you are a entrepreneur or business owner or not, through that 2-minute drill. Also, before I forget to say that too, one of the things that I do for guests that are on the IMCEO podcast is I ask them for a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, something that they just want to tell the community, the CB Nation Plus community. That's one of the things we're going to be posting. You're going to see a lot more experiments and collaborations, I think, too, on CB Nation Plus. So hopefully a lot of really positive things that you can find that are of value as a business owner and entrepreneur for, I think, a very affordable price for less than, you know, I guess the saying is less than a cup of coffee every day, and definitely less than a cup of Starbucks coffee for sure, because I think those are like, you know, it'd be like $3 or $4 but per day. So with that being said, hopefully we're going to be providing a lot of value for you. Hopefully you'll see a lot more of me going into this next year. I'm going to try to make it a point of doing that. My number one job is to stay healthy, so this cold or flu is not going to be around hopefully anymore. As I start to get stronger and stronger, as I continue to go to the gym and do those things that are helping me to be my best self, I hope that you have a phenomenal start to the year. I hope that you've already had a phenomenal start to the year and it continues to grow strong. And with that being said, I'm going to go even bolder and say I hope you have a phenomenal decade, since it's this year to do that. And with that being said, one of the big kind of side projects that I've been working on as well, too, is Driven.co. That's basically the site for motivational entrepreneur, well, really life information, motivational content, and so much that we're hoping that provides a lot of value for business owners. So from isaydriven.co, that site where you can get a lot of products and things, I wanted to close everything out with a quote that I think is my absolute favorite quote. Hopefully it will lead you to a really phenomenal year, but even more than that, a phenomenal decade. And it's one of those quotes that I remind myself of, because it's kind of as if you don't allow life to dictate to you, you try to dictate to life. And I think that so many times we're told what we can and cannot do, But in reality, just as I post to some, sometimes you got to turn around and say, watch me. And you can shake your head, nod in approval and say, okay, I understand. I hear what you're saying, but I'm still going to do what I'm going to do. And that quote, my absolute favorite, one of my favorite quotes, I should say, I love quotes a lot, is don't tell me the sky's the limit when there are footprints on the moon. If you break that down, like there's people that tell you that you can't do X, Y, and Z, you can't reach certain heights, you can't go this far, you can't go that far. But in reality, what you want to do and what you want to remember is that there are footprints on the moon because somebody decided to venture farther than where they said that they could be. We're able to fly from one, you know, part of the country to another, to other countries. We're able to go into space largely because people said that, no, that is actually possible, and I'm going to show you how to do that. So with that being said, as an entrepreneur and business owner, if you're listening to this, if there's something within your company or your organization that somebody's telling you that you cannot do, it might be hard, you might have to put in the time and the resources, but do not allow anybody to tell you that you are unable or incapable of doing anything. So with that being said, remember that. Don't, you know, tell anybody the sky is the limit, because there's definitely footprints on the moon. With that being said, this is Gresh signing out. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Happy new decade as well, too. And watch out for loads of great content, as I mentioned before, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day. We'll be right back.